In this ASI cast, our research director, Richard Marks, talks to Giorgio Lacastra, global head of product radio with GfK. In his role, Giorgio is responsible for the company's radio audience measurement initiatives. Although there's a great deal of interest in electronic measurement, the industry is still driven by traditional methods employing diaries and recall approaches in the main. The interview explores the strengths and weaknesses of recall versus passive measurement when applied to radio.
Well, welcome to the ASI cast, Giorgio. Now, you've spoken at a few ASI conferences in the past, but can you firstly update us on what your current role with GfK involves?
Well, sure. After having worked in custom research for 25 years and then in media research, especially cross-media, since 2010, I am now the global head of product radio. That means that I am responsible for the whole radio audience measurement business, above all for defining the RAM strategy of GfK and also supporting the local GfK branches when GfK is involved in new tenders or in new radio activities.
So does that takes in both electronic and non-electronic measurement, does it?
That's correct. Actually, I would say that a lot of interest is about electronic, but the industry is still mainly driven by traditional measurement.
And of course, I guess when you're looking at a new country, one of the things you need to appraise is, you know, whether to propose electronic day after recall diaries or whatever. What do you believe are the sort of the strengths and weaknesses of each approach to measuring radio? Because if I'm a new country wanting to measure radio, I've got quite a few options, but equally they may also produce slightly different results and slightly different ways of reporting the data. So I just wonder what your view was on the pros and cons of each.
Sure. Well, electronic measurement is much more accurate because it doesn't rely on memories and it is not biased by how the respondent want to appear when they answer to any questionnaire. We learned from several coincidental surveys that the results coming from passive measurement are very different from the ones coming from the traditional methods. And moreover, I would say that granularity increases from the the quarter of hour to the 1 minute granularity. So overall, I would say that there are no doubt that electronic measurement is superior. But let me somehow provocative. These are strengths that are strengths from the researcher point of view, but not necessarily from the publisher interest. Because it is clear that electronic measurement is more severe. In terms of time spent, for example, traditional measurement is more, I would say, overclaimed the radio measurement. So, of course, if you switch to ERAM, it can be a problem. It is also disruptive for what are the assessed balances in a country because the ranking of the radio station tends to change very often in favor of radio stations that are traditionally less strong in the decision making or less important in the country. And there is also another issue, which is that the audience profile tends to change. Very often the audience profile becomes somehow flattened, if you understand what I mean, so more similar to the TV audience. And this is pretty inconsistent with the market perception and the common sense.
Obviously that has been a challenge for a number of the main markets in Europe, that regardless of whether electronic's more accurate, it's quite difficult for them to accept effectively lower sort of quarter hour reach figures or minute by minute figures. Is it true from the survey you did, certainly things I've seen in the past tend to indicate that of the two sort of recall approaches that diaries tend to be slightly further away from electronic measurement, but day after recall tends to be slightly closer to electronic measurement. It's particularly diaries versus electronic that seems to have the biggest differential.
Well, actually, I would say that diary and electronic measurement are more similar somehow to each other because they both are based on panels, while the day after record is more based on, of course, the CATI system, which by design foresees much more respondents, but for a shorter time. So I would say that electronic measurement is more relative somehow, more similar to the diary. Also, the fact that you have a panel involved in both means that somehow switching from diary to electronic measurement is easier than switching from CATI to electronic measurement.
I mean, you mentioned panels in place, and certainly UK, Italy, Germany have got very high proportions of advertising going into regional radio. They're very sort of regional driven. How do you, obviously with an electronic measurement system that's panel based, how do you get sample sizes large enough in panels to deal with regional samples? Or is the answer some form of hybrid approach?
Well, yes, actually this is probably the biggest challenge with local radios. You have little possibility to use electronic measurement unless you have money enough to cover huge sample sizes, which is possible in some countries. For example, in the UK, you have already a huge number of diaries. Also in Switzerland, this is possible, but in other countries, this can be a problem. So yes, hybrid models where you combine electronic measurement and traditional measurement can be the key, the answer to cope with these local needs.
Interesting. And I mean, what's your view? I mean, obviously you're in charge of sort of overseeing the product mix and where you're investing your money to be able to measure radio in the future. What do you think are the prospects for portable electronic measurement? By portable, I mean either, and perhaps the answer's different, I don't know, but either separate devices used to measure radio or software placed into smartphones to measure radio. What's your view on the long-term prospects for those?
Well, talking about electronic measurement, there are two main debates. One is the sound matching versus encoding, and the other one is dedicated meter versus app. Within GfK, we decided to go with the sound matching because it's more flexible and independent. It doesn't require the agreement from the different radio stations or the radio stations that are in other countries. For example, you know, there are countries like Israel, the Netherlands, and so on, where you can listen to radio stations that are not in the country. The second debate, which is dedicated meter versus app, it is more complex. It is true that the app sounds as a smart approach, and it actually it has very good strength because it is cheaper, and it can also attract segments that are not happy with a dedicated device. However, we believe, I personally believe, but within GfK, we believe that radio measurement merely based on the app is not advisable for several reasons. First of all, there are representativeness issues because the penetration of the smartphone is still much lower than 100% of the population anywhere, even in the most advanced countries. And furthermore, not all phones models can be used for electronic measurement. And moreover, any app drains a lot of battery, so this often jeopardizes the acceptance and the compliance. I would say, anyway, that the most tricky issue is that an app-based system is not future-proof, since it relies on non proprietary operating systems. So if in Cupertino or within the Android system, at some point they decide that the configuration of the operating system as from now on won't be compatible with the app, a system that is based only on app would collapse. So that is the biggest issue, I believe. In my opinion, we should propose, we as market researcher, we should propose to the market a wide range of solutions, that is portable devices like the watch, like a pager, and also app-based solutions to collect information that maybe are more difficult to be collected in other ways.
So it's interesting because, sorry, we've got a helicopter heading overhead, which you probably can't hear, but it's an interesting Tuesday afternoon London acoustic noise, just to show that we're live. I was just going to say that you mentioned electronic being more similar to results from panels, because electronics typically deployed in a panel. Wasn't one of the early strengths of the original Steinman watch that it could be deployed in weekly sweeps, and therefore you could get your big regional samples? Is that kind of no longer an issue, or is there still thought around the idea of effectively electronic measurement solutions that can be deployed, you know, with weekly samples that could get you, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of people across a year?
Yeah, so you mainly you have two different approaches. You can have a bigger number of people that are engaged for a short period, like we have, for example, in Switzerland, or you can have a relatively smaller amount of people that are engaged for a longer time. I would not say that one or the other approach is more recommendable. Of course, it depends on where it is deployed, the characteristic of the specific country, and what are the expectations for the GIC. More in general, I would say that as GFK, we don't have a flagship. We don't want to impose something to the market. We believe that we should be flexible and try to understand what are the needs of the specific countries and to cope with them.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks for making time to speak with us. We hope to see you at the next ASI event, which is the International Radio and TV and Video Conference, which is in Budapest in November. So hope to see you there, and the conversation can continue about electronic diaries, electronic watches, and all forms of measuring radio. So thanks for your time, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yes, I will be there definitely. Thank
Brilliant.
You.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.